because I found letters. I've got a lot of letters that I'm going through. It's very difficult. It's handwritten letters in Polish. So I'm working my way through some of these. But he had a sister, disappeared in Warsaw. My mother had two brothers. The younger brother got married to a communist, and they went to the Soviet Union before the war.
Mm-hmm.
Disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
The older brother was last seen in the ghetto. He'd be a young man fighting in the ghetto. And there's some second cousins and things. I have discovered a second cousin in Warsaw who's my age.
Mm-hmm.
She had to work until she was about 70. A professor in nuclear physics at Warsaw University, who was brought up with her brother by her mother. The father had been murdered and didn't know she was Jewish. They had false papers, a different name, Bernardski, a name, a good Polish name. They hid in a village. They had brought up as Catholics. The mother brought the two children up as Catholics.
And how did she find out then, in the end?
At university she found out. After she graduated, she found out because there was some professor who had the name Centnersfer, who was on a plaque that had opened. I've got a photo of the plaque. He was some famous person there, anyway, at the university. And had this name that she'd come across in the family, and the mother would never tell her. But then, it all came out. But she had to not tell anyone that she was Jewish. Because, what it's like in Poland today, it changed a great deal. There are big inroads, and officially, of course, there is no anti-Semitism. But I came across it a lot because I was working with Americans as a tour manager, and I came from Scotland. And it's funny, people in a lot of countries don't think if you come from Scotland, there's no way you can be Jewish. So I learned a lot. I worked in Austria, that was worse than Germany, anti-Semitism.
So you've certainly had a lot of varied jobs. So which job do you think was your...
Oh, the last one.
The last one, absolutely.
That's your favourite one.
I mean, I was travelling on the QE2 several times. I was on Mediterranean cruise, Panama cruise. I was travelling on trains across Russia, bus tours, boats. I did river cruises in Russia on cruise boats that went up the canals from Moscow to St. Petersburg. I was travelling, meeting. I was always with people who were Americans on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Great people. You're always having a great time.
And having all those languages, it must have been much easier.
Yes, well, the Russian was the best because I got so much work.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of Russian speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And tourists needed me more.
Mm-hmm.
Than if, say, I was in Ireland, because I did tours everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a break. You can't do Russia all the time, you would die. So the longer I was with the company, the more choice I had.
Mm-hmm.
I did. But in Russia, the tourists, they couldn't speak the language, they couldn't read the signs.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that. They relied on me. I was important. It was very nice. Very nice. I got great tips, good, and made a lot of friends. And we're just back from America, staying with a big reunion of people who were on some of my tours. My first tour group ever in 1991.
That's fantastic.
I travel all over America. I have friends everywhere. And I've never been to America before in my life until I started working with Americans.
And you managed, just by going to university, to learn to speak Russian well enough to do that?
I did. I tell you, my first Russian course was a friend of mine who's now in Australia, and he worked at the city. There was a city college in Cathedral Street. I don't know what they call it now.
College of Commerce.
Yes, that's right. Well, he did a class there, and I went to his class, and I came out with an O grade.
Mm.
And it's the only O grade level I ever achieved. And from there I went to Glasgow University evening classes, and it was a Professor Bierman, who was Estonian, who did language and literature, and that got into it a bit more there. And then doing the student exchanges, and then going to work in Russia. I mean, I worked 15 years in Russia.
You think your Polish helped you? Did that make it easier for you to learn?
Yeah, Slav. And because I speak a bit of Czech as well. In fact, I used to speak quite a lot of Czech, but I don't have the chance. Yes. Uh-huh. Very similar. All Slav-based. It's old Slavonic. I don't recall it. But I can't discuss anything to any great depth.
Most people can't, you even know, in their own language.
Uh-huh. You know, with a lot of these languages. I'm good, I'm fluent and converse and everything. I'm okay. And I keep up my French. There's a Franco-Scottish society on the committee. I keep up my French there.
You said that you were held back by your primary education, but it doesn't really sound as if you were.
Oh, I don't. I think I was going from school to school where they did different things. Mm. Where in one school you're printing, in the next school you're writing. My writing to this day is not very nice. Mm. No.
And does your wife speak languages as well?
No, she's tried everything. She's tried them all.
And did she manage to come with you on some of your trips?
In 15 years, she only was allowed to come on two.
Gosh, that's cruel.
They don't like it. First of all, I must have been the oldest tour manager they had. Mm. It's a young person, single person's job, and they didn't want a tour manager taking a partner because they felt it would detract from their work if they had a partner. Whereas, in actual fact, when I took my wife, she was extremely helpful and sociable, of course, and could converse, and you know, an intelligent, educated woman, was very helpful. So she came on a Mediterranean cruise with me. She got a free trip there, as long as she shared my cabin. And I had a single cabin.
Oh dear.
But I had a bunk, so I could sleep on the bunk. And then she came on one of my Russian river cruises. They were good. Russian, they're the best way to see Russia. You get on the boat in Moscow and you do all your tours in Moscow from the boat, and then the boat goes up, and everywhere it stops, a different day, different town, different city.
You must have had to learn about all these places as well.
Well, you got a guide. No, I wasn't a guide.
You weren't the guide.
No, so when I would have a guide with me.
Oh, I see.
And a guide when you arrived in Yaroslavl, there was a guide waiting for you on the quay.
And did that guide speak English?
Yes. Oh, yes.
But you were there to help them, and he wasn't there.
I was there. I had to know something about everywhere, but not to the same detail that a guide would. Mm-hmm. But I had to know everything. Because I had to know everything about Europe. I was everywhere.
That's smart.
And also you would have to take care of people as well.
Well, you had, I know, had to.
Yeah,
illnesses
sure.
And, you know, you had people losing things and getting their pockets picked. You had all these problems to deal with, yes. But generally it was all very